running our schools. That is a big focus this week as lawmakers began to lift two heavy boulders when it comes to education. We have KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins here. Welcome, Austin.
Good to be here. Thanks, Bill.
What are lawmakers doing right now to educate our kids?
What they're doing is very quickly moving some education bills. We've seen the first bills out of the gates, really, to pass off the floor of each chamber, education-related bills. So the Senate, controlled by Republicans, passed what they would consider to be a charter school fix measure that is a reaction to the Supreme Court finding that charter schools are unconstitutional. The House moved a package of education-related bills. Probably the primo one was the McCleary Plan Bill. This is the bill that tries to create a plan to get to full funding of public schools by the 2018 school year. McCleary, of course, is the Supreme Court case that found schools to not be being constitutionally funded by the state.
So we've got these two different education tracks going in our House and our state Senate. How are the tracks going to come together?
Well, they probably will come together because there is support on both sides of the aisle for a McCleary plan or a plan to get to full funding. And there's also support on both sides of the aisle for some sort of charter school fix. But I think what you're seeing is both chambers sort of putting a stake in the ground, creating something of a bargaining chip. I will say that charter schools is something that really appeals to Republican sensibilities because there's sort of a free market element to charter schools. Democrats are spending a lot of time talking about the fact that the million kids in public schools should be the first priority, not the many fewer who are in the state's charter schools today. So you're seeing some differences. My guess is at the end of this 60-day session, I would not be surprised to see this plan to get to full funding pass both chambers and some sort of charter school measure also pass both chambers.
Okay, so lawmakers are talking a lot about education. They're setting up their bargaining chips. What do you think is actually going to happen?
Well, I think they're going to get, you know, template something on paper passed, but you got to remember that the heavy lift waits for next year. That's 2017 is going to be the year when the legislature has to figure out how to finally take the pressure off of local levies and put it back into the state. And that is one tall order. Somebody described it as basically like rewriting 50% of the budget down here. So comparatively, whatever they do in this short 60-day election year session is going to be a very easy lift compared to what's upcoming for 2017.
That's your Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Thanks, Austin.
You're welcome.